net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark. My location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can also check in by April's message sent to W4DJW, or you can check in by EchoLink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call W2MJB or net control. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call W2MJB or net control. We will now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I'd like to recognize your early check-ins. First, we have my wife, Wendy, KN4HTP, here in the other room, watching the recordings of the Olympics. We have Fred, W4FCM, at Taylor's, brings along his wife, Isla, N4IEI. We have KO4RUR, Chris, in Greenville. We have KA5WLL, Leroy, in Taylor's. KW4TS, Jim, in Pelzer. K4OSH, Pat, in Malden. KN4RJN, John, in Brown Summit, North Carolina. KX4YM, Scott, in Greenville. And Scott brings along his wife, Mary, KO4ACD, and his daughter, Mary, KO4ILI, and they're in Greenville. Next, we have AA4RM, Robert and Easley, one of our Monday night net controllers. And KO4NNH, Fred and Pelzer, he brings along, his wife, I think, N4MRY. And lastly, we have KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Appreciate all of them checking in early tonight. This W2MJB. I'd like to see if there's any new hams out there that wish to check in. Any new hams, please call W2MJB or net control. We'll go to EchoLink. Well, there's no one on EchoLink station, so we will bypass EchoLink for the time being and go directly to the RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we have Alpha. We start with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Good evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
JB. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
JB. K1CJW. There's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet, Whiskey. The name is Roland. We're located in Pickens. Negative and negative. And good evening to all.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing the following individuals. KK4DMW, Rick in Piedmont. He brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Appreciate you checking in with me tonight, Rick. Next, we have KB2BYQ, David in Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight, David. And lastly, K1CJW, Rowan in Pickens. I appreciate all of you checking in tonight. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control.
Control. Please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4,
Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Control. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor's, negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. Our net manager, W4DJW, Dave in Greer, and KO4BDM, Jim in Taylor's. Appreciate all three of you checking in with me tonight. Looks like that's it for Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead and move to Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Ken Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. Patrick in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing KO4HKX. Patrick in Penrose. Thanks for checking in tonight, Patrick, and have a wonderful evening. Any other check-ins, Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB. Ken, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Mark. Negative, negative. Tell Wendy hello. Thank you.
This is W2MJB, net control from Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I told Wendy hello, and she says hello back, Harry. Have a great evening, and thanks for checking in with me tonight. Looks like that's it for Echo through Hotel. So we'll move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative now and saying 73 is free 20.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Thanks for coming along and checking in with me tonight. Hopefully you're not the only one on the I-L group. So we'll go ahead and try again. Call for I-L, India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. My name is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment.
MJB. Always good to listen to your name. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. I'll be around for a comment or two on traffic. Everyone have a good night. 73.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville. Thanks for checking in with me tonight, Duncan. Hopefully it's a little cooler in Asheville than it is down here in Greenville. I'll tell you, the past week it's been pretty nice down here. Can't complain at all. Next, our friend Larry, KK4JBQ, there in Greer, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Thanks for checking in tonight, Larry, and I do have you down for a little bit of rag chew at the end of the net, so we'll be getting right back to you soon. Any other check-ins? Well, let's try again. India through Lima, please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for India through Lima, so we'll move to the Mike through Papa group. Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad, QTH, Campobello, South Carolina. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Mike. Mark, I'll be in and out.
the net tonight. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike. Walt and Inman, I'll be negative and negative, but I was late getting in here, Mark, and when you get a chance, I'd like to make an announcement, please.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to recognize KO4NUE, Chad, in Campobello, South Carolina. Thanks for coming in tonight, Chad, and checking in with me. Next, I have K4OIM, our Tuesday night net controller, Walt, in Inman. Walt, do you want to give your announcement now, or do you want to wait until toward the end of the net?
Go ahead and give it now, Mark, because a lot of people, after they check in, they sign off.
But, go ahead with your announcement.
I said I'm the Tuesday night net controller, and after I go through the RF section and go into the right queue and ask for final check-ins and go ahead and file my net report, I've had a lot of people coming back on after I closed the net and asking me questions radio-related about antennas and about transceivers and about computers and computer programming. And I know nothing about that. So on Tuesday night now, it's been going on for, I'd say, about 3 weeks. After I close the net, file my net report, I have a round table. That's where everybody can get in there and you take your turn and just jump in the group, ask questions, and somebody on there is going to try to answer your questions. So I'd really enjoy some of you that know a few things about computers and all, if you'd stick around for the round table portion. Well, it ain't part of the net. It's just a round table after the net. And with that's all I got to say, Mark. And I'll turn the net back over to W2MJB, K4OIM.
MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Thank you for that announcement, Walt. And that sounds like a good opportunity to chip in and help out some of those who have questions. So those of you who are more knowledgeable in those subject matters, please hang after the Tuesday net for the informal round table that Walt is going to hold. And I'm sure that those who are new to the hobby, even some of the older guys who have been around for a while, you might be able to stick around and learn some things that are new. So thank you for that service, Walt. I appreciate it. And hopefully things will grow there, and that you'll have a good after the net roundtable. And appreciate everything that you do for the net on Tuesday night. Well, any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Looks like that's it for Mike through Papa, so we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control. MJB.
And Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
Yo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. This is Anna. I'm in Campobello, and I'll be negative for comments and traffic tonight.
2MJB, net control. Anna, I didn't catch your whole call sign. You started transmitting around the number 4, so if you can recheck with me, I would appreciate it. That way I can make sure I get your call sign in correctly.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP, Anna for a recheck. Thanks.
Thank you, Anna. This is W2MJB, recognizing KO4RYP, Anna, there in Campobello. Looks like I did get it, most of it, other than the Y. I had I in there, so I'm sure that it's not rest in peace. So I like the RYP a lot better than RIP that I have down there. So thanks for checking in tonight, Anna. Have a great evening, and we'll see you back here tomorrow night, checking in with Wendy. Any other check-ins, Quebec 2 Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge to Meternet. Looks like I missed one recognition of that WN4S, Chris, in Lyman. Sorry about that, Chris, if you're still listening. I got you in the login. You were recorded. I just jumped past you there for a minute. Looks like that's it for Quebec through Tango, so we'll go ahead and move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
November 1, X-ray radio, radio. Michael, and traveler's address, I'll be negative and negative.
Over Zulu, Oakville, Foxtrot, East 12, or call Kilo. Just check me in and out.
Please check in. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November, K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
In November 4, Uniform Zulu, my name is Mike. Also check in Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango. That's my wife, Nancy. Mark, we're down here in the suburbs of Gray Court, and we'll be negative and negative in 7-3.
Check in K4XMR. That's Mel in Prosperity, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing M1XXR, Michael in Traveler's Rest. And next is KE4ZHF, Keith in Columbus, North Carolina. Keith, you were a little bit down the noise, but I was able to get your call sign and name, so I appreciate you checking in with me tonight. And K4BKN, Allen in Piedmont, appreciate you checking in. N4UZ, Mike in Gray Court, and he brings along his wife, Nancy, AF4ET. Thanks for checking yourself and Nancy in tonight, Mike. And last, we have K4XMR, Mel, in Prosperity. Appreciate all of you checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. The correction?
I just want to make sure I didn't know if you heard it right or not. My call is N1XRR, two R's, not two X's.
Michael, yeah, I got N1XRR. I guess I put an extra X in there and left out an R. So I do have it in the log correctly. Thank you for rechecking. I misspoke on that. So N1XRR.
Thank you for calling it.
2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's go one more last call for Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JB. Check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
2MJB, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Tommy, and have a great evening. Looks like that's it for the individual groups. We'll move and open it up for the large group, Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB, 4, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI on HT. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
W2MJB. Then please check in KF4KYI. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India, Tom in downtown Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta. Negative and negative this evening.
Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo. This is Paul in Greenville, South Carolina, and there's negative and negative.
W2MJB, Nick, control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KI4LZI, Andy, there in Table Rock. Thanks for checking in, Andy. For a minute there, I thought we were not going to get anybody on the large group, but you popped up and started it off. Appreciate that, Andy. Next, we have KF4KYI, Tom, in downtown Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tom. KK4JD, Joe, in Greer. And lastly, KO4IPB, Paul in Greenville. Appreciate all of you checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
KB. Frickin' Wendy, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Mark and Wendy, and all on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KI4DOS, Gary and Easley. He brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY, our Wednesday night net controller and net swap net guru. So thanks for checking in tonight, Gary, bringing Joy along. And have a great evening and enjoy your the rest of your week starting tomorrow. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like we have all the RF check-ins that's turned on the radio so far this evening. So we'll go ahead and close the formal portion of the net with my thanks to everyone that has come along and checked in with me tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the reaction portion of the net. And after Larry says his piece, then we will go ahead and check for another group of check-ins if for those who are coming along a little bit later. KK4JBQ, Larry, are you still out there? And what's on your mind tonight?
JB, KK4JBQ. Interesting that you would say. As soon as I've had my piece, you made me laugh. I'm not often one to stay behind or add my two cents during the RAC queue, but tonight I thought I would just to carry you over into the second shift, as they say, so that people would have an opportunity if they come in late. But it was about 10 minutes after 9 when I checked in. 20 minutes later, you've done a really good net so far. But I hope this slight delay will make it possible for other people to check in. First of all, I want to say and recognize a thank you to Wendy and Dave and Robert. You all know your call signs. For the tribute I gave to Ray Allison, that will not soon be forgotten by people who love Ray and who respect all that he gave to establish this net, and the club, for that matter. Well, then, I want to say something that that Walt might be able to hear if he's still with us. Walt, you're still on my prayer list. I still think of you often and hope that you see your way through these troubled times. You're a good friend, and I'll tell you what. This idea of a Tuesday night open AfterNet event is a great one, and I think a lot of people should take advantage of it, both people who have questions and others who have answers. I'll be among them. Oh, then who else? Well, I guess I'll say my piece, as you said. Let me break here for a second. My radio and the repeater a little rest. KK4JBQ for ID. Well, I don't know where to start. A lot of times people come on the net and they speak about issues they have, troubles that they have. And, well, I guess I have my own. About a month ago, Donna and I were proud owners of a new dishwasher. And that was precipitated by a leak in the old dishwasher, which spoiled the floor in the kitchen. So we had to have a new floor and a new dishwasher. And now, a month later, the refrigerator quits. Compressor, I imagine. It just keeps running and running, and no cooling in either compartment. So now we're looking for a new refrigerator. Anybody that has, especially in the kitchen, I should think, anyone that has trouble should just get them all at once. Put them all to rest. Replace the dishwasher and the sink and the microwave and the refrigerator. Just get it all. Stoves usually last longer. Anyway, what do you think about that? KK4JPQ.
I understand what you're saying there, Larry, that things seem to go out in pairs. When we moved into our house here, I guess about 8 years ago, every once in a while we'd smell some gas from the stove. And I just kind of ignored it. And finally, we had a little extra cash, so we went ahead and did kind of what you said, is we decided to replace the stove and the fridge and the microwave, because the microwave had its problems. It would make some rumbling noises and stuff. And the glass plate inside that rotates the little gear below that drives it was missing. So, yeah, it's good to do that because things seem to go out in pairs, like you say. And then last year we replaced one air conditioning unit outside and the furnace because it was, you know, constantly being a yearly or biannual refill or charge on the Freon. So we replaced one upstairs, which works the hardest. And then this past April, before it got hot, we got our check in the mail from the government. We decided to replace the other air conditioner on the main floor. So we should be good to go for the next, hopefully, 10 years. And I think earlier, shortly after we moved in, we also ended up, replacing the water heater as well. So I think we're good to go for a little while in our house. So I feel your misery. The only thing we didn't have to do, fortunately, yet, is replace the floor with a dishwasher.
Amen. Well, I hope that everyone in the sound of my voice has, in to some measure, have realized the American dream of owning their own home. But when you do, I've been a renter too in the past, of course. But when you own your own, you're responsible for it. Every little dot and tittle, as they say. And it's not that this is unexpected. We've been here going on 22 years. We moved into a new house. Everything was new. So everything is 22 years old. It's a bit exhausting, actually. And I have to say kudos to Donna, my sweet bride, who has taken, because it's the kitchen and I know my place, has taken the lead role in selecting what dishwasher, what microwave, and now what refrigerator, not to mention the flooring in the kitchen. She's scoped all of that out and made all the research her own. And I think that's right. She's in there quite a lot, and she produces great meals there. And we share cleanup responsibilities and that sort of thing. But anyway, she's done a marvelous job. She knows what she wants, and, well, it's just best that she take care of that. But we're going to go through another who knows what, because selecting just the right thing to replace the broken thing is one thing, but getting it installed correctly. Ever been down that road? Getting it installed correctly is a challenge. Sometimes it's because you offer a greater than normal challenge to do it right. Just the circumstances. That floor was 3 trips by the flooring installer. And if this were a phone call, I'd tell you who did it and how marvelous they were in coming back and coming back and taking care of all the little things that needed to be taken care of. We are very satisfied. But it was a challenge for an installation. I think the refrigerator might be the same thing. It's not just roll it in and connect the electricity and the water supply and stuff like that. It has to roll over that new floor. It makes me shake a little bit. You know, I don't want to spoil a brand new floor with, 700-pound refrigerator resting on 2 little wheels. They are 2 little wheels now, not 4. I don't know what they do about the backside. I guess I'll learn about that. So, anyhow, that's my contribution to RagChew. My apologies to every other net control who's, you know, that I've not taken the opportunity. But I felt welcomed here. You know, you make me feel welcome. And so I thought I'd take up everybody's time a little bit and extend the net a little bit, maybe get a few more check-ins. That was the idea. Well, Mark, have a good night. Wendy, you're listening. Have a good night. Everybody out there, have a good night. And Walt, I am praying for you. I'll say good evening. W2MJB, KK4JBQ, 73.
JB, appreciate your time and letting everybody know some of the things that you go through, you know, repairing your house. When we had our appliances repaired or replaced, my wife scoped them out like your wife did and bought them from Lowe's, and they delivered them and plopped the stove down, and since we have a gas stove, they told us that they're allowed to plug things in, but they're not allowed to hook up the gas because they're not qualified, apparently, to deal with the gas. And so we would have to hire a qualified person to install the gas line, which was kind of a surprise to me because I didn't understand that or didn't know that. There was a situation or stipulation from the deliverers and installers from Lowe's, but that's the way it is. So anybody out there going to buy a stove from Lowe's, probably the same thing with Home Depot, because of the liabilities, they won't hook up your gas stove unless you're lucky and find somebody that's capable of doing that. But we all go through those instances where, you know, something falls apart and either we have to pay to get it fixed or if we don't have the skills to do it ourselves. Sometimes it is cheaper to pay somebody else to do it than to do it 3 or 4 times and twice over ourselves. So appreciate those comments. Larry, you have a wonderful evening. And take your wife out for dinners for, you know, doing all those nice things for you. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. One last call for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Check-in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative. And I think I got that wrong. I think it's W2MJB, is it not?
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Thanks for checking in tonight, Keith. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JBK4OIM for a few comments.
04OIM, go ahead.
Still listening. I really appreciate the prayers, Larry. And I'm going to warn anybody, if they're going to stick around for the right you portion Tuesday night, it has been 11:30, 12:30 before I cut the radio off and pull the plugs. I don't know when I first started checking into the net. I thought you had to hurry up and check in because the net controllers were in a hurry to call the net and take the check-ins, get the right chew over and sign off. But after taking over Tuesday night, I enjoy sticking around for the right chew. And now I really enjoy sticking around. Sticking around for the right chew. But now I really enjoy the guys checking in for the round table session. And I've had a few check-ins that's stuck around asking questions, and sometimes I can answer them, and sometimes I can't. And sometimes I'll give an answer I think is right, and somebody else come back, chime in, and say, yeah, what Walt's telling you is 100% correct. I don't know all about antennas and all of that, but I try to help when I can, Mark. And with that, I hope to see you at Greer Meeting tomorrow night, and get Wendy away from my house and bring her along. So with that, JBK4OIM, I'll be clear on your final, Mark.
JB Net Control. Thanks for those comments, Walt. I probably won't see you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. I've got to get ready to go out of town for a couple days this week, so won't make it tomorrow night, but probably will be able to make it next month. So enjoy the meeting up there, and say hi to everybody, and we will catch you on the net Tuesday night before we go to sleep. It'll be interesting to hear a little bit of that round table that precipitates at the end of your net. So have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or Net Control. MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Tomorrow night, KN4HTB, my better half, Wendy, will be calling the net, so please come back and check in with her. I'm sure that she would appreciate you checking in with her. The net report will be submitted electronically. I'll take a break here for a minute and fill that in, and you should hear the results momentarily. W2MJB. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use 73, and good night to everyone.